His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see His hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 40 days of Easter.
Well, it's our regular Friday feature, Soundbite of the Week. As we listen through the show, and we listen to the show too, even though we're producing it here, we often hear things that strike us as remarkable and memorable. And we make a little note. Jeff has a little pad out there. He writes it down, and then at the end of the week, we collect these soundbites for you to listen to again. We're just curious, which one do you think should be the soundbite of the week? Now, your reasons for voting for Soundbite of the Week vary. It could be that you like it, you don't like it, you find it funny, remarkable, insightful, you want to hear it again, all different reasons. All we ask that you do is listen to the four soundbites, and then on these Friday afternoons, you call us and you vote, 1-877-623-6943. You email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter them to us @issuesetc, or you can leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We always give away an LPR bundle package to the best vote. That is, the vote with the best reason, one that strikes us as best. It's a little subjective. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, or an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. And you only get the LPR bundle package normally by coming to visit us or winning Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites to play for you. Listen and then get ready to vote. Soundbite number one comes from Pastor Kirk Clayton. Why doesn't Jesus show us how it's done?
It's the difference between salvation and damnation. God's standard is not be pretty good. God's standard is you shall be perfect as I, the Lord your God, am perfect. That is what Jesus is giving the example of. He's not giving the example of a pretty good life. He's giving the example of a perfect life, which is the only life that God accepts. And if I have to follow the example of Christ's perfect life, and that's all that Jesus does for me, I am utterly lost and damned because I have not been and never will be perfect. And if that's the example that I have to follow, there is no hope.
All right, that's soundbite number one from Pastor Kirk Clayton. Do you think it should be soundbite of the week? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Arthur Just. We were talking about the Gospel of Luke during Issues Etc. 24, during that two-hour Bible study, and he really wanted to talk about the parable of the prodigal son. Here he is on the return of the prodigal.
And you got to picture this, a big estate, a house there, the father every day coming out and looking down the road, waiting for this prodigal to come home. You know, the villagers are there watching this father come out, pining for his son, wanting him to come home, praying for him to come home. And then one day he goes out, he looks, and there he is. And here's my favorite line in Luke's gospel. While he was afar off, there he sees the sinner. And he doesn't care why he's coming back. He doesn't care whether he's repentant or not. He doesn't care. But he does an extraordinary thing. He hikes up his robes, runs, throws himself on his son, kisses him. And the son is so overwhelmed by grace, he gives the true repentance. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. No cooperation with works. It's pure confession because he is overwhelmed by grace. What happens? The father doesn't want to hear anything but the fact that the son's home. He slays the fatted calf. I mean, this is a picture of the end time feast as well. It's a picture of the Eucharist. It's a picture of baptism. This is where Paul gets it in Romans 6. This son, he's dead, now he's alive. You know, it's dying and rising in Christ. It's baptism, too. I mean, the whole thing is there. It is a magnificent story.
All right, that's soundbite number two. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. 623-6943. Email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter them to us at issuesetc, or leave it at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three is from Pastor George Borghardt. He's talking about the goodness of God.
He takes even that. That terrible, well, it's your fault. Oh, the guilt that we went through, that we were responsible for the genetic makeup of our daughter. No. Our daughter has taught us more about the love of God in Christ Jesus by the way she handles herself as a baptized child of God than I ever learned at seminary or in the city of St. Louis. So, yes, he works all things out for our good, even the bad things that people say to us, the hurtful things. He uses it all to save us. He takes evil and overcomes evil with good. And if you have any questions about that, you look at Good Friday.
That's soundbite number three, 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. Dr. Carl Fikencher with us. We were talking about the hymn, Awake My Heart with Gladness. Here's his summary of the message of that Easter hymn.
Imagine the hymn writer who has suffered extreme pain and sorrow in his life, as we also do in our lives, realize that all that pain, that suffering, is a result of the work of Satan using our sin against us every day, but that Christ has confronted that enemy, Satan. He has defeated him. He has hung him out to dry, put him on public display for humiliation, triumphed over him, and therefore, as we are in Christ, in spite of all the things that we suffer in life, we are conquerors.
All right, it's Friday afternoon, the 16th of April. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard them. Now it's your turn. Time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Our email address here in the studio, we get it in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at IssuesETC. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and you will find there the soundbites and a way to vote by leaving a comment as well. The best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Is it soundbite number one, Pastor Kirk Clayton? Why doesn't Jesus just show us how it's done? Soundbite number two, Dr. Arthur Just on the return of the prodigal. Three, Pastor George Borghardt on the goodness of God. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Carl Fikencher on the hymn Awake My Heart with Gladness. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup holder for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com. You are
my soul. I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, April the 16th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. You've got the sound bites. Now it's time to vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Email us talkback@issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. First up, Richard in Rockford, Illinois. Richard, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you. My vote would have to be for soundbite number 2 by Pastor Arthur Just. In his quote, the prodigal son is truly overwhelmed by grace as he accepted while he was accepted while he was afar off. It's a beautiful picture of how God's acceptance of us depends all on God and not on us at all.
Thank you very much, Rickford. Thanks for listening in Rockford, Richard. It's great to hear from you. Let's see. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois is on the line as well. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I was pleasantly surprised to find out you were having Soundbite of the Week today after Issues at Center 24. Congratulations on making it to Friday.
Well, thank you.
I'm voting for Pastor Kirk Clayton's Soundbite because I'm very relieved to know that I'm saved by works. Not my works, but Christ's works.
Very interesting. Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Oakwood. Daniel in Iowa City says, my vote goes to Dr. Just. Though I'm not always overwhelmed by grace because of my sinfulness, it is comforting that in Christ, God has sufficient grace for me, and that even when I'm afar, my God is waiting for me to return to Him so that He might give me overwhelming grace yet again. Thank you so much for Issues Etc. 24. Happy to do it. I listened as much as I could, and I can't wait till the podcast to see what I missed. Thank you. They'll be up pretty soon. Thanks, Daniel in Iowa City. Thomas in Alma, Michigan says, while all four are worthy, I'm going to give a nod to Pastor Kirk Clayton. The fact that so many who claim to be Christian present Jesus as mere example to follow or a life coach reveals that they misunderstand the demands of the law and fail to realize why Jesus came. He came to do what all of us sinners failed to do, namely to live a perfect, sinless life in our place and then to take our sins upon himself and pay the price in full with his sacrificial death on the cross. Both his active and passive obedience are necessary to save us sinners. If he does not completely and sinlessly fulfill the law in our place, he cannot be the unblemished lamb necessary to atone for our sins, and we remain lost. But thanks be to God, Jesus is our substitute in every way. Through faith in him, we are clothed in his perfect holiness and righteousness. Far from being mere example, Jesus lives the perfect life required of us, and we are declared righteous by our faith, by our Father in heaven, on his account. That would that all who claim to be Christian understood this vital part of Jesus' salvific work on our behalf. Thomas in Alma, Michigan, thank you very much. Paul in Milwaukee says, Just was lyrical, Borghardt touchingly biographical, Fickenture rightly triumphal, but Clayton was most central. So I assume that's for Pastor Clayton. Sandra in Loveland, Colorado, number 3. I've known George since before Sophia's birth, I'm sorry. Believe it or not, he used to be really grumpy and negative. Then Sophia arrived, and he has dealt with all the struggles and worries that came with her. His theology, which was already good, became much more clear and really permeates pretty much every conversation anyone has with him. It's almost disgusting, she says. So, very difficult to grasp until you are comforted in the depths of woe by this kind of purity of the gospel. This isn't making lemonade with lemons. This is knowing, and knowing by faith, that even this horrifically terrible thing I'm going through right now, whatever it is good. Not good by my own sinfulness, self-seeking definition of good, but good because I have a Heavenly Father who loves me and
only has good gifts for me in Christ. Thank you very much. Jake in Canada, what does Jake say? Jake says, my vote is for Pastor Clayton. His comment speaks how much we need a substitute, just not a good example to follow. And he quotes from Isaiah 46:6. Barry in Canada says, how does one vote in favor of one over another when all four proclaim the gospel? Having said that, my vote is for Pastor George Borghardt, only because I said much the same thing to my Bible study group a few weeks ago. Dennis in St. John, Michigan says, he is risen, alleluia, a humble vote for Dr. Fekencher. From Facebook, Beth in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, my vote is for Dr. Just, the return of the prodigal. 1 minute, 27 seconds, we hear about the pure confession, not works, overwhelmed by grace, picture of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the end times feast, all great stuff. Thank you. Rhiannon in Nashville, Tennessee, my vote is for soundbite number 4 because it shows a bigger picture of how the battle is fought outside of ourselves between Jesus and Satan. In our culture today, we are prone to such narcissism, we forget that Jesus accomplished the victory for us, not with our help. Thank you. Let's see, Frank in Cary, Illinois. He says, I'm biased. My vote is for Pastor George Borghardt. My wife and I need to hear this because we carried guilt over our special needs daughter for 14 years. We were told how it was our fault, and we sinned and somehow deserved it. My wife heard this soundbite and immediately was cut to the heart, weeping as if the weight was finally lifted, and she understood it, finally the good news. We're now comforted looking to the cross. Our daughter Rachel shows us daily how to love without reservation, with a bubbly joy for life, as if nothing was ever wrong. Great answer, Frank. Thank you very much. And Herman is in Illinois is on the line. Herman, what's your vote?
I'm voting for Pastor Carl Fekencher on his explanation of the hymn that Christ is completely victorious in the field of his chosen field of battle over Satan, and consequently has won the full victory for us, and that we look totally upon his victory and the comfort that he gives, having paid fully for our sins.
Thank you very much, Herman. Thanks for listening in Illinois. The winner this week, soundbite number 1, Pastor Kirk Clayton. Why doesn't Jesus just show us how it's done?
It's the difference between salvation and damnation. God's standard is not be pretty good. God's standard is you shall be perfect as I, the Lord your God, am perfect. That is what Jesus is giving the example of. He's not giving the example of a pretty good life. He's giving the example of a perfect life, which is the only life that God accepts. And if I have to follow the example of Christ's perfect life, and that's all that Jesus does for me, I am utterly lost and damned because I have not been and never will be perfect. And if that's the example that I have to follow, there is no hope.
All right, that's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week. Pastor Kirk Clayton, why doesn't Jesus just show us how it's done? Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week and played and listened. Let's see, the LPR bundle package is going to go to Rhiannon in Nashville, Tennessee. If you would email us with your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out to you the LPR bundle package as thanks for your vote. I could have given it to a number of people this week, to tell you the truth, but I hadn't seen Rhiannon's name in a while, and so she got the LPR bundle package with a great vote as well. Thanks to everybody who played. If Jesus is just our example, then it's an example that damns us all. He has to be our substitute to save us all. He has to be the one who did it for us, not came to show us how it's done. We can never do it as he did it. He doesn't expect us to. That's why he did it the way he did it, for us, in our place, for our salvation. Our Issues Etc., Book of the Month for April, comes from Dr. Lewis Brighton, venerable theologian and exegete and good Lutheran pastor. He wrote a very interesting critical commentary of Revelation some years back, and now he's turned it into a popular commentary from Concordia Publishing House. Concordia Popular Commentary, Revelation is the Issues Etc., Book of the Month for April. Find out more about it at our website. You'll find it on every page of the website, issuesetc.org. Or call Concordia Publishing House and ask them about Concordia Popular Commentary on Revelation. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. It's a number for Concordia Publishing House, the book, Concordia Popular Commentary on Revelation. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. If you're able to listen to a little of Issues Etc. 24, and appreciate that long-form Bible study that we can bring to you Through Issues, Etc., Consider the Issues, Etc., Reformation Club. It's our monthly or annual giving program. You can find out about the benefits and what it means to join the Issues, Etc., Reformation Club by going to our website, issuesetc.org. You're going to see there the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Click on that. You'll find everything you need to know about the Issues, Etc., Reformation Club. In terms of our individual listeners, it is the backbone of our support, and we greatly appreciate all our listeners and those who join the Issues, Etc. Reformation Club. We accommodate you by having several levels of monthly or annual giving there, and you can find out more. Issuesetc.org. Click the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Substitute rather than example. It's the difference, as Pastor Clayton says, between salvation, that's what a substitute gets you, and damnation, that's all an example will ever be able to get you. Jesus does it for us. It's hard to swallow, I know it is, because so much needed to be done. Perfect obedience, a life before God without sin, a life laid down at the cross in sacrifice, selflessly, lovelessly. It all had to be done, and Jesus did it all for us. He did it not only because we couldn't do it ourselves. That's quite obvious. That's why his example doesn't do us a lot of good, to tell you the truth. Not if we're trying to follow it to please God. He did it because he loves us. Not only because we needed it, but because he loves us, and his love responds to meet that need, the ultimate need that we had, that required the ultimate sacrifice of his life at the cross. And that is the difference between salvation and damnation. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Great week of Issues, Etc. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.